đã mừng vì bước em qua lá hát từ bàn tay thơm tho lá khô vì đời chờ cũng như đời người mãi âm mãi em về trời xanh không em nơi em về ngày vui không em.
The old man took the book home and did exactly what the little devil told him. He invited all his friends and his neighbors to come to his house for an eating party. But he didn't invite the old rotten woman because he didn't really know her. That woman, she just came in by chance. That's why.
Right.
But the old man didn't know her, so he didn't invite her. But the old rotten woman knew about it, so she still sneaked around and stood outside of the house, looking through the window to see what happened, what the old man has now, so that she can feel it again. But through the window gap, she didn't see anything, no food, no drink on the table, nothing at all. But the old man put that box, which can know who the thief, right in the middle of the table. And then immediately that box began to produce a lot of nice music, singing and dancing.
Wow.
The box was singing and then dancing the way he does, all the way up to the window.
Wow.
And then the box came up and sat on the head of that rotten woman. And then sat still. From inside of the box, a deity came out, very, very black skin.
Oh.
He was very big, and he had a stick in his hand.
Oh.
Then he began to beat that old rotten woman until she became black and blue all over her body.
Oh.
And then she could bear no more, so she screamed, "Stop it, stop it, stop it. Okay, I am the thief. I admit it."
Oh.
So the old lonely man said, "Just admitting is not enough. You have to return the stolen things." So the old rotten woman did exactly what the old man asked. But she didn't stop there. Do you know what she's going to do next?
No, master.
So, what did she do? She went to find the king and gossip.
Wow.
Oh.
She told the king like this, "Your Majesty, what kind of king are you? Huh? You are the king, but you don't know that in your kingdom something has happened." So the king asked her, "What do you mean by that?" So the old woman said, "Your Majesty, why is it that in such and such house, on such and such street, there is an old man who has many magical things, and only you as the king are worthy to have them?"
Oh.
Yeah. "I am sure that they are your things, your treasure, and they have been stolen."
Oh.
So the king sent the police to that house to take the lonely old man to the palace.
Oh,
yes.
And also brought along the two teapots as well as the box for knowing the thief. And then the king confiscated all of them.
Wow.
Right.
Confiscated them and threw the poor lonely old man in jail.
Wow.
In jail. And, you know, jail is not something that you will feel comfortable and peaceful in.
Yes.
Not.
Meanwhile, the king used both of the teapots and they gave him everything he wanted.
Oh.
One day, he decided to also use the box that will know who the thief is. Immediately, when he just put that box in the middle of the table, the box began to have music, and then songs, and then the box began to dance around. And then, finally, that box jumped on top of the head of the king.
Okay.
He asked for it, right?
Yes.
And then a very, very black deity jumped out from the box with the stick, yeah, and keep beating the king nonstop.
Wow.
And also screamed, "You are the thief who stole the two teapots from the poor old man." Beating and screaming like that at the same time, nonstop.
Wow.
Okay. Until the king ordered to release the poor old man from jail and return his property. Yeah. And then the king requested the owner of the two teapots to tell him the complete story. So the old man said, "Oh, he's a poor old man and lonely, has nothing, how he lives a poorly life alone. But then when he dropped a peanut into the well, and so and so and so, and then the little devil came out and gave him this and that. The little devil gave him all these things in place of the peanut that fell and he couldn't find. But the old rotten woman had stolen them. And so.
Yes.
He told everything. And then the king felt very interested hearing the story that the old man told him. Immediately, he ordered punishment for the old rotten woman. And then ordered the police to protect the old man to go home. From then on, the old lonely man lived a very comfortable, happy life. And had everything. And he always came and talked to his friends and his neighbors until the day he left this world.
Good. Do for him.
The end.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Applause.
Thank you. Nice story.
Applause for the old man.
Yes.
For the good story that the compiler has chosen.
Yes, Master.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very simple story, but you can think about it and feel like this world is like that. Everything we do has to be correct.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
And we have to be content with what we have and not steal things from other people or from neighbors. Even the leader of one country should not go and make war and steal land from other countries, because there will be the retribution sooner or later.
Right.
Yes.
There will be. And even if you don't see it in this lifetime, you will see it in hell or in the next life also, after hell. You will be born into such a situation, such a planet, such a world that you will be chased, you will be killed, you will be wounded, you will be maimed, just like the way you cause it to happen to other innocent people, either from your country or from the neighboring country, because it is like that. If you plant an apple tree, you will have apples. If you plant an orange tree, you will have an orange.
Yes, Master.
Yes, that's right, Master.
The law in this physical world is exact, very scientifically and practically exact. And if the sin is too big, then it will carry on until the next life or first through purification in hell. And then you will be reborn as a victim the way you cause other people or other animal people, other beings to be the victims when you were alive, provoking neighbors to make war or making a war yourself.
Yeah, understand.
Sometimes the karma, the retribution, the punishment will not go directly to you yet, but it might go to your children or your loved ones, family members, or even your pets.
Oh.
In Vietnam, we say, when you're older, you should do good deeds. Leave the merit to your children. And we also say that If the parents eat too salty food, the children will be thirsty. Similarly, in the Bible, it also says that we have sins from the ancestors, meaning our parents, our great-grandparents, etc. So if it doesn't hurt you, but it will hurt your loved ones, then it even hurts you more. And sometimes the karma makes it that way. The devil arranges it that way. The karmic law arranges it that way. So that you get more hurt, it's more painful than even you yourself getting hurt or killed. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. I mean, really deeply realizes the truth of it. For example, recently, the person who is the so-called guru of Putin, the one who is mostly behind the invasion of Ukraine, the daughter died by a bomb. Somebody killed her by placing a bomb in the car. And people say it's supposed to be for the father, Putin's guru. But then he killed his daughter instead. I'm sure this would make him grieve 10,000 times more than if he himself got hurt.
Yes, Master.
Yeah.
It's just one of the examples. Many other examples you can find somewhere on the internet. So it is better that the parents do good deeds so that the children will enjoy their life. And it's not just about losing lives or getting a grave illness, but the consequences of our bad deeds, even from our ancestors' time, will be manifested in different ways. It's not just about the life that was cut short or accidents or illnesses, but sometimes it's manifested in a way that you would not expect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like maybe great discord in the family, or a lot of conflicts happen within the clan, or with other citizens or the country, etc. So anyone who really understands the logic of action and reaction, or karma, or karmic retribution, as you sow, so shall you reap, would think many times before committing something bad. Because the ones who commit any bad deeds, any sin, are the ones who will harm themselves, first of all.
Gió đã mừng vì bước em qua lá hát từ bàn tay thơm tho lá khô vì đời chờ cùng.